Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Burning Hearts, using scripture to draw us into a deeply intimate conversation with the Lord. Rachel asks us to consider two questions. What is God saying to us? And what are we doing about it?
Hello, friends, and welcome back to Burning Hearts with me, Rachel Herbeck. So happy to have you joining me. We are already wrapping up our week together on freedom. We've been in John chapter 8 talking about who the Son sets free is truly free. What does it mean to move from bondage, from slavery to sin, and ultimately to death into freedom? And we've been kind of paralleling this verse with an experience that we have every year with a ministry that we do called Pine Hills Camp. And we are currently have this week of Pine Hills Camp with middle school girls. We're out there. You can pray for the girls that they would be experiencing freedom, that they would be experiencing conversion. And if you want more information, if you've been listening and being like, wow, that sounds amazing. I have a daughter that I would love to send there. I want to learn more about this. There's also a boys camp. You can go to pinehillsgirlscamp.com and find out about our registration dates, find out about where it is, if that's something that you're interested in. There's also so many amazing camps, but we just have had this experience for the last 41 years. I've been here this week with my mom, Debbie Herbeck, who's been doing this camp for 40 years, of seeing freedom come to life through really obedience to God's word, to saying, God, how do you want us to make your word alive to the next generation? So we are here on our last day wrapping up this conversation. I want to encourage you, go listen to the episodes from this week, because yes, we're talking about camp, but there's so many points for our own lives that we can take in and say, where am I bound still? Where am I searching for belonging that's actually leading me into bondage? Where do I have apathy? Where does the Lord want to set me free? So my mom, Debbie Herbeck, is back here on this last day with us talking about freedom. Thanks for joining me again, Mom.
Good to be here, Rach.
So we are going to wrap it up. These conversations have been so rich that every time we feel like we're running out of time. So I'm going to go ahead and pray. We're going to read our word, and then we're going to see what the Holy Spirit wants to speak to us. So if you'll join me, friends, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. Lord Jesus, we thank you just for the ways that you've spoken to us this week. And I thank you for each and every person listening and for the ways that maybe the Holy Spirit has pointed out to them ways that they need to grow in freedom, ways that they need to yield to you. And I ask that as we wrap up this week, that you would make those ways apparent to us and also give us the courage to respond. Give us the courage to actually respond and step out in faith, to take the risk, to be set free from maybe big ways that we're in bondage or little ways that we're in bondage. And we ask this all in your most holy name. Amen. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. So John 8:31-38.
Jesus then said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." They answered him, "We are descendants of Abraham and have never been in bondage to anyone. How is it that you say you will be made free?" Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not continue in the house forever. The Son continues forever. So if the Son makes you free, you will be free indeed. I know that you are descendants of Abraham, yet you seek to kill me because my word finds no place in you. I speak from what I have seen with my Father, and you do what you have heard from your father."
Amen. Amen. So one of the things that is really sticking out to me today that I want to touch on, that we began to touch on in the beginning of the week, you know, this core verse, if the Son sets you free, you are free indeed. And this reality of being free indeed. And I think there are signs when someone is not free, you know, of like there's signs when we're not free, when we're in slavery. And the reality is, friends, that freedom comes with fruit, that there's actually visible external signs of those who are free. And I love, like, one of the things about those 6-7 days at camp that are so concentrated with these girls is there is such a clear transformation from bondage to freedom. And we see that externally. And I think that's something we can say in our own lives of where do we actually see these external signs of freedom. And so, Mom, talk about a little bit. You shared a story earlier in the week about that, but just some of the signs of like the fruit of freedom, of what does it look like to be free?
Well, we talked about joy, and that's such an evident one. and we could all use more joy in our lives. But I think one that we see a lot at camp is gratitude. Mm. And this is something that Scripture commands us to do, mm-hmm. give thanks in all circumstances, not because it's fun, but because it's the will of God for us. So to cultivate gratitude in the girls and to give them opportunities to express gratitude and then to watch it flow. So very often as we could walk through the week in camp with them and we have, you know, these Jesus moments, mm-hmm. we'll have what we call times to testify. Mm-hmm. And we'll pass a microphone around the tent with, you know, 300 of young women there, and we'll say, in one sentence, testify, tonight I experienced Jesus' love when, or tonight I experienced joy when, and to hear them pop up and just give gratitude and thanks to the way God is working. It's so beautiful to see and so precious and so pleasing to the Lord. And what we're trying to do is move away from this mentality of grumbling and complaining, which we know is not pleasing to the Lord. Mm-hmm. It got the Israelites a lot more years wandering around than they were intended to. The Lord doesn't like it when we grumble and complain. And so in all circumstances, do you remember that week, Rach, where it rained, I think, every single day? And we're like, we're going to give thanks. We're grateful. We're grateful that we have a tent. We're grateful that we have each other. Yeah. We're grateful that we have food and, you know, all those things. So in all circumstances, learning how to be grateful and how to rejoice.
Yeah. And I think there's a way that the testimony and the gratitude is connected, because of gratitude is really giving testimony to God for what he's done. And there's a way that actually that testimony, you know, in the book of Revelation, it says the tempter, like of men, the ruler of this world, the evil one, has been cast down by the blood of the Lamb and the word of the testimony of the believers. And so actually it's like this final act of battle and freedom is giving testimony to what God has done. And when God has set you free, this actual reality bubbles up in you of like, I want to be grateful. You know what I mean? Like, you don't get set free from prison and, you know, you don't get a gates open for you. And then you're like, well, okay. Like, your people are like, I was in prison and now I'm set free. Now I'm walking free. This happened to me. And so I think one of the signs of true freedom is actually wanting to tell other people, wanting to testify, this is what God has done for me. And I remember there was a girl last year who she just kept saying to me like multiple times by the end of the week, I finally believe that I am lovable. There's something there that's like even deeper than like that I'm loved, you know, like lovable is like that it's possible for somebody to love me, you know, like to not even believe that you are lovable is like, it's not possible for anybody to even love me, you know? And so this reality of like then telling people like, this is such an exciting thing. Like, I want to tell people, like, I believe that, like, I'm lovable, that I'm able to be loved by somebody else. And they're telling people and they're rejoicing in that. And I think that is such a sign of freedom. And so even that check in your own life and our own lives, friends, to say, like, am I testifying freely and openly to what God has done in me? Or am I just grumbling about the things that God is not doing for me, you know?
Yeah, and grumbling really is a sign that we are believing the lie, that original lie that God is not good.
Right.
Like, oh, it didn't work out for me the way I thought it should. Mm-hmm. See, God doesn't love me, or God isn't good. And so what it does is it counters, when we are able to give thanks, it counters that lie in the garden, and it's able to say, no, God is good.
Right.
Yeah. God does love me. God provides, proclaiming the truth about who God is. And then in that, hopelessness is lifted. We're encouraged. Faith grows through that, and God is glorified.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm just thinking of some certain expressions of joy, too, that are even just like images. You know, every Tuesday night at the camp, we have a talent show, which is a lot of times the girls, like, you know, doing the little 2 minutes of the song that they've always dreamed about singing. And, you know, all the girls are on their feet jumping up and down. But beforehand, we have like a time where they can all practice. And it's just Tuesday. It's still the beginning of the week. And so often, like, I just have this image in my head every year of seeing these girls that maybe have come in, you know, some of them, you know, so caught up in the world, looking like little Kardashians, you know, like with like all their worldliness and what people think of them, and even just like their body language enclosed in. And by that Tuesday, they're like out in the field doing cartwheels, you know, like singing, dancing. And that's not to say like go in your backyard and do a cartwheel so you can be free, but these external signs of freedom of being able to worship the Lord freely, of raising their hands in worship. And even just something that I've been thinking about this summer so much of, I think I've had like almost every single day so far, like an experience of laughing so hard at something that I actually have like tears in my eyes. Mm-hmm. And like that, like laughter is an expression of freedom, you know? And so even, which is ultimately is also an expression of joy. But I think even just those simple things of like when the Lord begins to break you open, like you laugh more easily, you enjoy other people more easily, you know?
Yeah, it's so true. And at the beginning of the week, we always say to the girls, we want to give you permission this week to be a girl.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to be older than you are. You don't have to carry the weight of the world with you, which is not freedom.
Mm-hmm.
We want to give you permission just to be free, to cry, to laugh, to be playful, to be silly, and to be age appropriate, And the world just lays on them, and all of us sometimes, such heavy burdens that are not authentically free. So there's so many signs, you know, if you come into our dining hall when we're eating a meal and just the joy and the conversation and the laughter and you know, the silliness that's there, it's so beautiful.
Yeah, right. And I love that too, because I think there also is one, I think people think like, oh, that's just an outgoing personality type. And like freedom is not a personality type. Like, and then two, I think it's there's this thing I sometimes as we get older, we view maturity, particularly maturity in the faith, as like seriousness and heaviness. And even just as we're talking, like, it's funny, oftentimes when people will like see my dad preach, you know, see dad preach, he's very serious and intense. And then they'll meet him at the house or something. And they're like, how is this? Like, I thought he was going to be so serious. Like, he's literally like the most unserious person in like, you know, like in a way that's like funny and light and fun, because he's free in who he is, you know, in the Lord. And I think there's a way too that the Lord, in bringing us deeper freedom, wants to actually release like this lightness of heart in his believers that's contagious to the world, because everyone's back is breaking, carrying these heavy burdens, you know?
Yeah, and they're not the burdens that the Lord puts on us.
Yeah.
And the Lord even talks about that in the scripture, you know, that we receive a lot of burdens from the world and from the way we're living, and sometimes from the way we think we're supposed to live, even as Catholics and Christians. That's not the Lord's burden. You know, his yoke is easy and his burden is light. And so we see this lightness of the burden with the girls. And then again, as we said before, they're going to have to go back out into the world.
Yeah.
And this is where, you know, talked about in before, where Beloved, that ministry was born of saying, we want to walk with you.
Yeah.
Because the Lord didn't give you this mountaintop experience and then just to send you into the valley back to the place of slavery. Like, you are free indeed.
Yeah.
And so you need to walk in that freedom, but you never walk alone.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to help you as you navigate the world, as you navigate all the things that are so difficult about our culture, to remind you of who you are and who God is.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we do Bible study, you know, in the early mornings, you know, and the girls come. So that walking, continuing to walk in freedom.
Totally. It's that joyful army, that reality of going out into the world. Well, friends, thank you so much for joining us. The Lord wants to set you free indeed so you can live in joy. God bless.
Burning Hearts is hosted by Rachel Herbeck, the Director of Young Adult Discipleship for Renewal Ministries. Each program can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and at RenewalMinistries.net. Burning Hearts is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Throughout the scriptures, Jesus' teaching on the conditions for salvation are consistent, urgent, and often very challenging. Friends, I'd like to offer you my friend Pete Burek's new booklet, What Must I Do to Be Saved? This booklet unpacks several gospel passages to help us find and stay on the narrow way. To get your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/burninghearts. That's renewalministries.net/burninghearts.